This is Sheffield Pharmaceuticals, which has been a fixture in New London since it began in a dentist's office in 1850, with a rather striking claim to fame.
We were the first company to put toothpaste in a tube.
That's Chief Operating Officer Jeff Davis. Now the company makes not only toothpaste and other consumer products, but medicines like topical antibiotics and hydrocortisone creams, and for some pretty big customers.
Walmart, CVS is another great customer, Walgreens, all the major drug retailers.
But one of the ways they want to grow is overseas. Right now, about 3% of their sales comes from 20 countries. The aim is to grow that to at least 8%. Sheffield is getting help from the U.S. Commerce Department, which is providing free, customized market research.
That really tells you, you know, what volumes are on certain products and what sells.
Invaluable numbers for companies that can't afford to waste time on unproductive markets. The program also helps businesses through the sometimes convoluted foreign registration process and introduces them to distributors.
Because 95% of the consumers are outside the U.S.
That's Anne Evans of the Commerce Department.
So we need to grow our small businesses, and I like to say we're kind of the fertilizer. We're there to make their roots deeper and make their blooms bigger.
After a bruising few days for Connecticut's business reputation with the loss of General Electric, Congressman Joe Courtney says we need to refocus on our strengths.
We've really got to get people together and recognize that there's a tremendous amount of competition out there, and you know, we've got a lot to market and sell the state in terms of its quality of life and the educated workforce that we have here, but it's not going to happen by itself.
Sheffield is hoping its next big break will be into China. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.